This is Fresh Air. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of Out in the Storm, the fourth album by Katie Crutchfield, who performs under the name Waxahachie, after a creek in Alabama. She said the album is about a time when she wasn't honest with herself.
Kiss on My Lips starts to feel unfamiliar, Katie Crutchfield sings on Silver, the first single from this new Waxahachie album, Out in the Storm. The way in which affection starts to feel like something rare, one definite sign that a relationship is crumbling, is what Crutchfield wants to get at here. Something else she wants to do? Crank up the volume and play loud, fast guitars, along with another musician, Katie Harkin. It's some of the most fierce music ever heard on a Waxahachie collection. Similarly passionate and noisy in a different way is this song, Sparks Fly. On that song, sparks aren't the only thing flying. Crutchfield's voice soars across roughly strummed guitar chords, her voice seeming to emerge from a dark place into the light. There's a lot of energy on this album that is released with pinpoint precision, a lot of thoughts articulated with emotional exactness. Crutchfield's examination of a now dead relationship is like an autopsy. She cuts into it, pokes and prods, pointing out weaknesses, wounds, lacerations, and where some healing has occurred. Crutchfield uses the Waxahachie name to cover a variety of musical incarnations. She started out recording alone in her bedroom in Birmingham, Alabama, and made subsequent albums with a variety of musicians, including one whom she seems to be addressing with such fury on the new album. On Out in the Storm, her core band consists of four other women, including her twin sister, Allison Crutchfield, on keyboards, and guitarist Katie Harkin, who's also performed with Slater Kinney. Together, they make good on the album title, creating crackling, stormy music.
I wake up.
I wouldn't want to be the guy on the receiving end of Katie Crutchfield's descriptions, some shouted, some murmured, over the course of these songs. These various accounts of someone who lets her down, who belittles her, who interrupts her when she's talking, who makes false amends. Yet for all these specifics, the music on this Waxahachie album closes off the possibility of self-pity. There's a burning off of anger, leaving the happy realization that all of this stuff has ended up inspiring a lot of good music. The best revenge.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Yahoo TV. He reviewed Waxahachie's Out in the Storm.